This is a special lecture for those that have diksha. Mantra diksha explains the connection between one mantra and the other and the seven mantras that are given at mantra diksha. And the theme or title of this is All Diksha Mantras Lead to Prem Seva. As the primeval sadhaka, Brahma, became enlightened with the ocean of truth by the transcendental effulgence of the Brahma Gayatri. The Brahma Gayatri is the Ishvara mantra, denoting the supreme controller present as the Paramatma Sri Krishna in the heart. The powerful Brahma Gayatri lights up the path, lifts the sadhaka out of the dark world of ignorance and illusion, and carries him to the transcendental realm of divine service. Gayatri means that which liberates one. Gayatri, Kam, Gayatri, Guru, Gayatri, Gaur, Gayatri. Leaving behind the material world, one exists on the spiritual plane, surpassing all lower stages of consciousness, sensual, mental, intellectual, which are represented by Bhur, Bhuva, Swa. So when you chant that, you feel that, this mantra is taking me out of this sensual plane, mental plane, intellectual plane, into the light of that soul, into the light of the my own eternal transcendental identity, which is, as it says, that the jiva is a molecule of consciousness floating in the Brahma Jyoti of Mahavishnu. I'm describing that. After this mantra establishes one on the spiritual plane, basically, Om Bhurbhuvasaha, that's Savitur. Savitur means that brilliant light of the soul. Then, after that, one chants the Guru Mantra and Guru Gayatri. Because all spiritual strength and the wealth of bhajan comes through Sri Guru. First, the disciple surrenders to Sri Guru and by his blessing starts worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the unified form of Radha and Krishna. Without remembering Sri Guru and obtaining his mercy, no one can worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By serving Sri Guru and chanting Guru Mantra and Guru Gayatri, one will clearly realize that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Govinda Yuga. Then, the next stage, by chanting Gaura Mantra and Gaura Gayatri, one will receive Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, and from him, one will get the realization that Krishna Prema is the only goal in life as revealed in the Gopal Mantra and Kam Gayatri. The one-pointed and fixed devotee, the Ekantiki devotee, will then fully surrender himself to Gopi Janavallava Krishna in the Gopal Mantra. So now he's understood, become liberated, and he served Guru. And Guru's grace has brought him into the service of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya has given his mercy and revealed that I am Radha and Krishna. And now Lord Chaitanya's, those mantras, Lord Chaitanya's mantras are delivering to the feet of Gopi Janavallava. The goal of life is praying to serve him, Klim Krishnaya Govinda. You can't get to that Gopi Janavallava. This is why it's an upward progression. Brahma Gayatri gets you out, then Guru's mercy, then Guru Gayatri, then gets to you Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya gets you to Gopi Janavallava. The Kam Gayatri is just a refinement. The Ekantiki devotee will fully surrender to Gopi Janavallava in the Gopal Mantra. Then by chanting Kam Gayatri, one will attain the eternal service of Radha Gopinath in Vrindavan, which is his one and only cherished desire. That Kamadeva, that transcendental Kamadeva, Klim Kamadevaya Vidnehe, that's Gopinath, Prayojana. And the Gopi Janavallava is the Abhideya, the beloved of the Gopis. So that's a short article. And it's how to make a Bhoga offering. You'll use the mantra, you basically have these mantras in different order because you receive, once you receive bijam, the kam bijam, kling, then it's Kling Krishnaya Namaha. And of course they don't give a string, but that's implied. I am is like string. So string Radhikayi Swaha. So you can chant 10 times the Gaura Mantra and Kam Gayatri. Wait 10 minutes, clap your hands, ring the bell, Achman. It's only basically the same as you're offering now, except over the articles you chant the Bija Mantra, Kling Gauranitai, which I can't remember just now, Kling Gaurayanama, Kling Nityanandaya, Kling Nityanandaya Namaha, 10 times for each. If it's running, there may be a Yuga Mantra for Gauranitai, I don't know. Either you do individually Kling Gauraya 10 times and Kling Nityanandaya. Because like Radha Krishna, if there are two, you string Kling Radha Krishna Bhyam Namaha, that mantra is there. So you would chant this. You put Ganga water on the articles and then you hold, you cover like this, or you cover like this. String Kling Radha Krishna Bhyam Namaha. And then you sit down, you can ring the bell softly and chant Kam Gayatri 10 times. Right? And if you also have Gauranga, then you chant Gaura Mantra, Kling Gauraya, 10 times. It's from the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 25, verse 2 through 5. It's talking about brahminical qualities of sattva-gun. The modes of nature develop within a person. How do we develop and become controlled or manifest the modes of nature? They manifest by our activities. The modes of nature develop within a person. How do we become passionate? Oh, you're so passionate. Well, how do you become passionate, or how do you become peacefulness and the qualities of goodness that are mentioned in the Gita? Or how do we become tamasic, lazy, and indifferent, doubtful, ignorant? So there's different. The modes of nature develop within a person in five ways. By our activities, tamasic or rajasic or sattvic activities, by our association. If everybody in your environment, your relatives and working people and family, they're all passionate, then that passion comes into you. By our eating. Let's start the A's first, and then we can... three A's and an E. It's our activities, our attitudes, our associations. So one is attitudes. That's very interesting, because the modes of nature are developed by our mentality and by our physical activities. Mentality means our attitudes, our thinking. We can think ignorantly or think passionately, whip ourselves into passionate thinking. And by association, which is external. So internal is our attitudes, mentality. External is our physical surroundings and people. How to develop sattva-gun? 16 ways. 16 ways to develop sattva-gun. You can just list them. Mind and sense control. 2. Tolerance toward others, like husbands and wives. 3. Discrimination. 4. Sticking to one's prescribed duty. 5. Truthfulness. 6. Mercy. I don't think it is. 7. Careful study of the past and future. 8. Satisfaction in any condition, brackets, by accepting everything as Krishna's mercy. 9. Generosity. 10. Renunciation of sense gratification. And 11, faith in the spiritual master. 12, being embarrassed, which we usually aren't, but being embarrassed by our improper actions. Bracket. A willingness to correct mistakes rather than deny them, which is often happens because of our ego. 13. Charity. This is Gita, as you know. 14. Simplicity. You can look up in Gita index and find out the meaning of these. 15, humbleness. 16, self-satisfaction. A little footnote. If one practices these 16 principles, he will immediately see how his consciousness rises. Immediately see how his consciousness rises out of tamogun and rajogun and comes to the sattvic plane by trying to cultivate and exhibit these qualities. By performing an activity in the mode of goodness, we can experience the purifying influence of this mode. If we're agitated, if we pet or rub a cow, this is an experiment. Our mind is agitated. If we're a man or a woman or family problems, we're agitated. If you can find one in Bombay, maybe not so easy. But if we're agitated, this is what the acharyas are telling as a vivid, tangible example. If we're agitated, in other words, we're full of passion and disturbance, if we can pet a cow, because the cow is an abode of all goodness. So by that association, what happens? You will relax and calm down. And this is our theory, so now you have to experiment. You experiment if you ever get agitated. Of course, if you're off around Moonies and you never get disturbed and everything's going exactly the way you want it and everybody's behaving exactly the way you want them and the whole world's cooperating with your every wish and whim and all the doors are open and all the days are filled with sunshine. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Prabhupada would initiate Brahmins. He would put the thread on over the necks of the men. He said, now you're a Brahmin. Now become a Brahmin. It's initiation, no? Initiation means first day, beginning. So this is day one of Brahmanhood. Day one of Brahmin school. It's like you go to medical school. You're a doctor. I can see you're a doctor. Well, in a matter of time, if you stick it out, you'll be a doctor. It's a medical school. Right? Yes. So I hope it's sooner than later. If you have all these good association with lots of good Brahmins and sattvic people.